And a very warm welcome to Pferd de Cordon Bleu, Hawaii.
No, you changed it. You said you're gonna say Horse Cordon Bleu.
Yeah, but you said, nay, we should leave it like that.
That's true.
Nay.
That's true. It's our name. It's Pferd de Cordon Bleu, Hawaii, but Pferd means horse, so everybody understands what this is. Ah, we're talking English.
That's so weird.
It is weird. It's gonna be weird for the rest of the episode, but it's
and I'm fun. Somewhere between Swiss, German, and English now, so maybe.
That's okay. That's also the way we talk when we're traveling, so.
That's true.
It's a different version of you, and now it's part of the podcast.
Yeah, but when I'm traveling, I'm so in the mood of it. Like, I need 1 or 2 days to get in the mood of speaking English every day, and now it's like.
So you started Thursday?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem about it. I start now, so yeah. That's why my English will not be that good, I think, but we will try.
We will try. So why are we doing this?
Because you said you want to do it.
Yeah. No, the thing is, every time we're out and about in the world, people ask us about this, and it's also in our Instagram bios. And mm-hmm. then they're like, oh my God, can we listen to it? And you always go like, yes, you can, but you won't understand anything because it's German.
Yeah.
So last time you did that in Thailand, one of our friends, he said, can you English, please? And that's what we're going to do now. Also, because I showed them the song, Can You English, Please? Because it's such a good after ski party song. And I told him about that. So we were listening to the song, Can You English, Please? A lot. And now.
And when I came to visit you in Thailand, you said like, oh my God, we need to do a podcast episode. Like, Can You English, Please?
Yes. So everybody who's asking in the future can at least listen to one. So you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. And actually, we could talk about our travels because that's when we talk English. So it's not weird to talk English about our travels because that's what we do anyways.
Mm-hmm. So which part of it are
which
we talking
part
about?
Of it? We can go a little bit further into what we did in Thailand because we never talked about that so far.
The last time? Because we have been there 2 times.
I think we can do the first time and then go into the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would love to talk about like our future travels or what we've planned maybe for this year.
Yeah.
Sounds
I think
good.
you're like more into planning
your
holidays.
That's
or holidays, like working life.
Working life, yeah.
Not in Switzerland.
I categorize myself as a flexible planner because that's something that fits me best. I love to plan if it's traveling or anything else, but I also love being spontaneous. So I have no problem at all to change my plans. Also, like very, very, very spontaneously. I love that. But I still need a plan. I need something to work for. I need something to save money for. I need my mind to
look forward to something.
Exactly. And we once had a podcast where we were talking about dreams and goals,
mm-hmm.
and how it feels for like what's a dream and what's a goal, and when do dreams turn into goals? Because you were saying that for you it's about the time distance. So let's say the travel to Thailand, it was always a dream when you just say, oh my God, one day I want to go to Thailand. But it gets a proper goal when you set the time. Okay, like 24.
I don't remember that I said that, but
that's
what I would say.
That's something you said, and that was actually really cool because as soon as you properly put
plan
a date on it, you can really go towards that with like all the resources you need to do that. You need the money, you need the material, like backpack
mm-hmm.
things. And that's when dreams turn into goals. And I always need both of it. That's what keeps me going. That's what makes me that's what makes me work. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I do know other people don't have that, or they don't think too much about it, and they are maybe way more spontaneous because if something comes up, they're just going there. I love that too, but I still need my things, to work for my dreams.
Yeah, that's true. I'm now. You now consider you consider really to traveling. I don't need to like plan holidays to get me motivated. I have other dreams and mm-hmm. goals too. But I think for you, it's mostly the traveling part.
Yeah.
Especially because you like combine traveling and working.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I, for now, I did it once with traveling in Switzerland.
Yeah, but exactly.
Yeah. Definitely. So,
it's
what are we talking about Thailand?
We talking about our first travel in Thailand, because Finja and me, we have been there twice so far, but the first time was actually a major point in our friendship.
Yeah.
I think
that's mostly not the beginning of our friendship, because the friendship started half a year before the travel, but
it's so funny. You're honestly my first friend that I made. Like other friends, I don't really know how I got friends with them, because I know them since I'm little or I went to school with them. But you were like the first person that came into my life. And then I was like, okay, hey, I'm Finja. Hey, I'm Jamie. And then we had like our dates.
Yeah, but you had it with people you met in Australia? Kind of.
Yes, but that's different again, because the people I met in Australia, they are mostly like long distance friends.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's something else as well. But you really like, you came into my life and then you stayed. And I could, it's fine. But I could really see like the way we got closer, and then also our first holiday that got us even more connected.
And I think the holidays connects us like in a different way, because to tell the story for the people who already like heard the German versions,
yeah,
they
maybe
know
forward.
They know the story. But when you asked me to come to Thailand with you, we knew each other for a month or two.
Yeah.
And then I said like, yeah, can I sleep about it? I will tell you tomorrow. And then I went home and thought like, when I say yes and the travel is like half a year later, then we have to be friends at least for 6 months. So the other day I said, yes, I will join you. And then this was for me like, okay, now we are going to travel for 3 weeks. We have to like see each other in the next 6 months. So
yeah, this was also the first travel for me where we stayed in one place for 3 weeks. So we had our home base.
Mostly.
Yeah, mostly. We also did go diving for a few days and we went on an island. But basically we had all our stuff in...
We had like a camp.
Yeah. And from there we just did so many things. And I was so happy that you were there, because without you I would have been...
No. What? You see the water coming over.
Okay, let's talk about this for a moment. So... this is not only our first podcast in English, it was supposed to be our first podcast outside this year. But as soon as we wanted to start, the neighbors arranged some kind of people to clean the terrace, and now they're spilling water
on my freshly cleaned terrace. Oh my God, this makes me so sad. I hope.
That's where you see that we get older.
Yeah. And the thing is, I needed like 2 weekends for it, because I took a sponge and a, how do you say, eimer?
A bucket
full of water, and changed it like every 10 minutes because it was so dirty. And they have like a
high pressure cleaning thing.
Yeah. And it takes them, I think it will take them 1 hour maximum. Now they dirty my part. I sound so Swiss German or German.
You're like more Swiss than I am.
I am.
You really are.
Imagine like the 31st of July this year. So
oh yeah.
I'm more Swiss German. But we won't talk about that.
No. That was an insight. I'm sorry.
So
we do that. So it's okay. Also the German people sometimes don't understand it. So yeah, we treat you exactly the same. Nice.
Coming back to Thailand.
Back to Thailand. So I asked you to come. You slept over it because you said, okay, then this girl has to stay friends with me. And it worked out.
It worked out, yeah.
It was a good plan. So we went to Thailand for 3 weeks. We were in Phuket because there was another friend with us and she did her dive master. No, not yet. No, she did. She did her dive master the season before, exactly. And this is the island she goes to with her whole family for forever. Like, yeah, they never go. They never go somewhere else. Like, this is where they feel home. This is where they always go. And then she asked us to join, and both of us have never been to Thailand.
And I always wanted to go because at that point I really was like into the vegan thing. Yeah. I was vegan then, and there was like a big movement that people said like, oh, for vegans, Thailand is perfect and blah, blah, blah. And then I said, watched like YouTube videos and said like, oh my God, this is my dream to go.
Yeah.
Vegan wasn't that easy.
No, there was the oyster sauce and the fish sauce.
Yeah. But, and especially on the boats.
Yeah.
Big on the diving boat, because we went on a diving boat for 3 days. And yeah. I ate rice and soy sauce for 3 days.
Yeah, so that was basically our main goal for that travel. We wanted to relax. We wanted to enjoy ourselves. And we wanted to dive.
You wanted to dive because I just said, okay, I will dive.
That's true.
And until I was like in the pool, or especially in the ocean.
Yeah, you didn't really.
I didn't realize I'm going to dive. And I did my open water there because you said like, oh, maybe it's better if you like do the open water.
Yeah, instead of just
go diving. And I said like, okay, yeah, if you say so, then maybe it's better. So I did.
We did not influence you at all there.
Oh no, there's more water coming. Oh my God, this makes me so sad.
It's going over half the terrace.
It's not funny, Jamie. It's really not.
She's crying over there. It's not funny.
I will ask them to come over and clean my part too.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
Ah, maybe that's like, the
look
plan.
At the neighbors. It's so dirty.
I really love the neighbors, but this now hurts a little bit.
So, -1 star for our neighbor relationship.
Google.
Yeah. Okay, back to diving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I started diving and I really loved it. And then we went on a boat for three days.
Yeah, we went into the national park that's a little bit further outside of the mainland, obviously. It's like a few islands, and only one of them you can go on as people. I lost my English, but it's not that I'm any better in German. It's the same. So there are a few islands, and they are
Similands.
The Similands, yes. And
for
they
people
are
who know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're national park, so only one island you're allowed to step on, and they only allow, I don't know, like 20 tents are on the island, so they allow a bunch of people to stay overnight, but it costs a lot. But we did it; it was amazing. The other islands are just there, so it's mainly for diving. What makes it so beautiful? It makes it really remote and hard to get there. So you have to go for at least 2 days. So we did 3 days to get everything out of it, and that's why we start. Why we make you do an open water so you could join us?
Ah, okay, that makes sense.
Because only with a discovery scuba dive, it's cool, but it's mainly to see, am I ready for the proper certification? Mm-hmm. It would have taken longer, like and that's what we wanted to do, and it was beautiful. I really enjoyed it.
It was my first time with a night dive. That was really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that we are going, as you know, no, I didn't know anything about what I'm going to do. But I wasn't like, didn't have it in mind that I would go diving when it's just dark. So I didn't had a
flashlight.
Torch. And was just like swimming behind someone who has one. It was in the beginning really like scary, but then I really loved it when we were in the circle, like waving with our hands, and everything was like
lighting up.
Yeah, plankton. That was really cool.
But you know, we changed a lot since then, but those things stayed. You still don't know what we're gonna do when we travel.
Yeah,
and this is also our agreement. It's not that she's not interested, but she loves the surprise.
I love the surprise, and I just have so much going on in my head, like in my daily life, like things to do. My to-do list is like my head is going crazy. And when I think about like planning a holiday on top, then I'm just like happy that I have someone like you who is fine with planning everything. And yeah, so I now have the trust in Jamie's planning, because I know like we traveled a lot together, and now I know like you do a good job about it. And I would never like say, oh, you have to plan for it, but then afterwards like complain
about it.
Oh my god, I say so much like I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. So I would never complain about it, because I'm just thankful you organize it, and I can see so much. And I can like, you ask me every time like, in what mood are you? What would you like to do? And then I can like say, hey, I want to do this, I want to relax, I want to party, I want to see nature, I want the big city life. And you have that in mind when you plan our trip. So I'm fine with the result every time.
I'm super happy we do that now. I think I learned a lot about communication. I still have to learn a fucking lot, because communication is so, so different depending on what person you're with.
Yeah, and it can change, because we now know each other for a long time.
Yeah.
But we also sometimes recognize that we just didn't communicate it right, because some of us is in a different mood than we are used to. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's very hard. And I mean, we will never stop learning, but this is something I really... like I saw last year, that even though I thought I'm a very talkative person, I do communicate a lot, sometimes it's still not enough, or I communicate in the wrong direction. But what I want to say is that when I first went traveling, when I was 19, I was solo traveling at the beginning. And then a friend of mine joined me. And because I was so used to the solo traveling, I was doing all of my decisions alone, obviously, because it was just me. That was super hard at the beginning, because if something goes wrong, you're the one to blame. If it's amazing, it's also you. But you don't have another person to like verify if this is gonna be safe or okay, or like you have to really learn to trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed that so much that I just continued to do it with her there. And at the end, so she was also not very good at communicating her own needs, but like a few months later, she told me how fucking egoistic I was, and that I was never considering her needs and what she wanted. And I was so like, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't want to.
It's because you didn't ask, and she didn't.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe she also just like realized it afterwards.
Yeah.
Because
maybe.
Sometimes I'm the same. When we were in Thailand, this year, in the end, like on the last day, 2 hours before I took the flight back home, I came out with something I just realized on that day that bothered. Bothered me for 2 days. But for the 2 days before, I couldn't figure out what it really was. And on that day, I realized, so I told you in the evening, and you said like, why didn't you tell me? And I was like,
because you didn't know.
Couldn't tell.
And I mean that's exactly what I mean. It's also it's stupid for both parties, because you felt not treated right, and I mean I never wanted you to feel that way, but I couldn't see it that I made you feel this way. So it's always fucking hard, and it will never be easy. But what this friend told me, I took it so seriously. Like, I never want to do that. I never want to feel anybody outshined is the wrong word. That's not what I'm doing. I'm outplanning them. Like, I want to consider everybody's needs. Yeah, I don't want to ignore. That's not what I do. But sometimes I forget that other people want different things from travel than I do.
That's why because now it's often that Jamie is already at the place where I'm going to. And
that's also good that you don't have like different dreams, so you can just accompany me.
I have, but for now I'm not in the mood like to focus on it and to plan towards it, because I have so much in my daily life. But that's another thing. But that's why we always say like 2 days or 3 days before I come to visit you, I say like, okay, right now I am in this mood, and this is something that's going on in my mind, and I want to maybe take this vacation for reflection, or I want this vacation to escape, to party, to...
Yeah, because we have to say that Finja is doing so much work that every time we go on a holiday at the beginning, now it's better. Yeah. Now it's way better.
But I'm improving.
She's improving. But like the first time...
I'm self-employed for the most of my work life. Yeah. So I think when you're self-employed, you're more into... You have to make more decisions and you're more into, okay, what, where do I want to go? What do I want to do? Blah, blah, blah. And that's why you have so many questions and that's it. Now you can go on.
Yeah. So the thing is, I do remember Morocco very clearly, but also this first time Thailand. So mostly we go for at least 2 weeks if we go somewhere because I really enjoy being somewhere. Mm-hmm. And for you, this is always the time to just... As you said, to reflect, but sometimes it takes her so
many
days.
1.5 weeks.
Yes, yes.
That was in Morocco.
That was in Morocco. It took her like 1.5 weeks to finally realize that she's in holidays.
To switch my head off and say like, okay, now it's okay.
Now it's okay. You don't have to worry about emails or anything.
But I'm getting better because now I have like, for example, WhatsApp Business. And WhatsApp Business has the option to...
This is not sponsored?
No. I wish.
I wish.
to... How do you say Abwesenheitsnachricht? To make an automatic response. to say that I'm on holidays and I will give a response as soon as possible. Or if it's not important, I will not. And like the same thing you have with emails, but... In my job, because I do some stuff with social media, I now think maybe we should have like say who we are in the beginning. But
okay. But no, having in mind that mainly our English-speaking friends. Where's my wife?
Or yours? Mostly yours, I think.
My English-speaking friends are listening to this. Maybe they know. But okay,
maybe Finja, they know me.
Let's
too.
Okay, we are like half an hour
for
in.
Now. It's the same thing I have with emails, but because I work in social media, it's a part of my job. People also like communicate with me via WhatsApp, and at some point I wanted to. Say like, no, not via WhatsApp, write me an email, blah, blah, blah. But I also like to write WhatsApp, so I can't. How do you say, das eine predigen und das andere?
Das eine was?
Practice what you preach.
Ah.
That's.
I didn't even understand the German.
Yeah,
I
wasn't right.
No, okay.
So, yeah, that's why. Do I have to introduce myself
Yeah,
now?
I was like, should we do it in the end? Or should we do it? Okay, come, let's introduce ourselves. So maybe some people who met me like one day and now they're listening to this. Thank you so much that you are so interested. But maybe we didn't talk about what I do or something. So Finja, who are you?
I'm Finja. I'm 29 years old. Close to 30 now. I'm from Germany, Hamburg, but living in Switzerland. And I think for a little bit more than 6 years now. I studied food science with focusing on marketing. And then I moved to Switzerland. And then I wanted to make a job out of my studies. And it worked. But now I won't like... say what I did the last 6 or 7 years. I would just say what I do now. Mm-hmm. As I said, I'm self-employed for... In Switzerland, you most of the time... it's more common to have like part-time jobs. And I split it for now for 40% at a fashion house, like regional. Oh, this is so difficult to explain. And... do marketing and like photo shootings, and I organize everything, and I make the photo shoot my own. So I'm the photographer. and write the texts for the homepage, for the mailings, for everything, newsletter and social media. And the same thing I do with my self-employment. So I make homepages, I do social media, and I always do like pictures and write the text my own. So that's what I do. I take pictures and I write. And sometimes I'm combining like both of the things. Someone's calling me. Ooh, can you just explain what I'm doing? Because I have to just... It's because we want to take pictures later.
Oh, okay. yeah, so basically she's doing a lot of different things that all combine like words, texts, photography and marketing and creativity. So she's very, how do you say that? She's occupied in a lot of different ways, because some of her work has to do with the fashion that she's doing for the fashion house. Some of it has to do a little bit more with food or with restaurants. But as she's self-employed, anything can come up. So she's also doing like photo shoots in the sense of wedding shoots, or like whoever wants something can ask her, and she's doing that. And yeah, that's what she's doing. She could have explained it a lot better, but basically, yeah, that's the thing. And the reason we have this podcast is that it was lockdown. We didn't know what to do. We had really good talks, and then we were like, why don't we just record it? Because we would love to have heard that when we were like in a same situation. We would have loved to listen to somebody talk about the same issue or the same topic, to just get an idea of how situations can differ, to know that you're not alone out there having these thoughts or having these problems, and to maybe also get inspiration for how to solve it. Or
and I'm back. She's back. And I want to add, I was really into podcasts that time. I still am. I think I'm more the person of the both of us that listens to podcasts herself.
Yeah, definitely.
Every week I hear like, I listen to like 5 podcasts every week. Ooh. And then sometimes a podcast I just get a recommendation for. So yeah.
I'm so bad with that. I'm more the... we talked about that in other podcasts.
YouTube.
Yeah, oh. YouTube. And I am way more into audiobooks.
Ah.
Into stories.
And but where do you listen?
In the car. I did have long distance
but
relationships.
How? Like on which platform? RCD?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm so fucking old that I listen to CDs in my car. But
it's better than cassette.
Cassette? Is that a word? I don't know. But the thing is also that my car doesn't even have like a Bluetooth or a aux cable. So I couldn't even like connect.
There's
my
no
phone.
Other.
So
option.
I have to be like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry that I just.
That's fine.
It's because we are going to take a picture later, and we need to go to a studio. And
yes,
he forgot to bring the keys, so we need to pick them up later.
Is he living here?
Near, close
okay,
to.
Okay, good. Yeah, no problem.
And because you have the car, I said like, okay, it's okay.
Yeah, so yeah. That's why we have a podcast.
Who are you, Jamie?
Who am I? I'm a proper Swiss girl. But no, I always wanted to go out and explore the world. And as soon as I finished high school, that's what I did. It was the best thing I ever did. And it's just not letting me go.
It lets you go around the world.
After high school, I took 3 years off because I didn't really know what to do, but that was completely fine.
Crazy. I didn't like recently you told someone that you had 3 gap years, but I didn't realize until you like really said like 3 years. I was like, wow.
Yes. I don't know. I don't see them as gap years because there's no gap, you know, it's just, it goes on. And I just really didn't know what to do because everything I was interested in no one cared here in Switzerland somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody said it's so hard to make a living out of it. And I get that. That's true.
Just because it's difficult.
Yeah, I was a lot into acting, stuff like that. And that is difficult, yeah. And when I went traveling, I just saw so many new areas that I loved and I tried to work in them. So I was working in restaurants a lot because I do love to be with customers and food. I love also food in a different way than you did with your food sciences, but yeah. I just eat a lot. It's amazing.
I wouldn't say different. I just have like many different connecting points to food.
Yeah, that's true.
You have just maybe. Yeah, just that one.
Then I went into animation that made me work in Spain for a few months. I started university, but I still consider it a gap year because I wasn't really taking it seriously. I studied psychology for a year. It didn't work out. And honestly, the only reason I did study, I think it's the lockdown. Because with the lockdown, I really had to be here and I had to go through with it. And I'm super happy that I did it. But now I'm still trying to figure out what I can do with working abroad and working at the ocean, because that's what makes me happy at the moment. And I want to pursue that. Yeah. And we have a podcast because we are very different.
And I just follow her everywhere she's going to. And with our travels, you have the destinations you went the last year came from our travels, because we were in Thailand. And then Jamie said like, oh my God, someday I want to do the dive master here.
Yeah.
And then we went to Morocco for 3 weeks and we're at surf camp. And they said like, oh, we have other destinations in France and in Portugal. And then Jamie said like, oh, one day I want to work in a surf camp. So that's what you did.
Exactly. Yeah. And I do love that we are so different, but us, like, we have so many connections.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it so nicely in Thailand. You were like, I'm more of the business girl.
Yeah, the working. Yeah.
Yes.
I like to work. I love that I have found a thing I love to work in. Because after school, I realized, oh my God, work will be such a big part of my life. And I want to do something that's fun for me, that doesn't feel like work. And the good thing about work that doesn't feel like it is like you do it with fun. But the other side is like you can't stop sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, but it can also be difficult.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I work on, to do the thing I love, but not too much, because even when you do things you love too much, it's too much.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
It does. But that's also what I love about you, and I'm trying to find that for myself. I just love working with the ocean, and that's just hard here. Because Switzerland is so
not close to
the ocean.
We have beautiful lakes here.
That's true. They are just a bit cold and not very alive.
That's true.
No, they are
depends,
alive. But
depends on the thing you want to do.
Yes,
because
when you go
windsurfing or stuff.
Yeah, that
when
works.
I was in the south, it was not alive. And in winter times, you can also ice skate.
That's true. I don't want to talk bad about Switzerland. I love Switzerland. It's just I really got into that last year. At the moment, Switzerland does not give me what makes me happy.
But I'm here.
Yes, you are. That's true.
I know what you mean.
But let's say work-wise. Yeah. But this can change in a year, or it can change in a month, and that's fine, because I realized I have to listen to myself. And I don't care what other people say. So what feels good now can maybe be the wrong thing in a month. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why we have a podcast. Because we're different, but we're alike. And I think lots of people are like that. So it's nice to listen to them.
Do we want to explain our name again? Because maybe that explains like the same, same, but different thing.
Yeah.
Even though.
You do that. I pour a glass of water.
Yeah, I try to. Because the people who already listened to our German episodes now can skip again. Horse Cordon Bleu Hawaii is like a dish Swiss people used to enjoy.
And they still do.
Not in this restaurant.
None?
No.
Okay.
And
good to know.
Because when I came to Switzerland, I didn't have a job, obviously, in the beginning. And then I went to a restaurant and said, like, I need a job. I understand Swiss German. Can I work here? And they said, like, yes, of course, you can come. And then I was vegan, as I said, at that point. And this restaurant, I think they didn't have any vegan meal on their menu. But what they had was Cordon Bleu. And then one day I had to bring out a dish to a table. Oh my God, this is so first class English.
It's fine.
Yeah. And on the paper next to the dish was like written Pferde Cordon Bleu Hawaii, like horse meat in Cordon Bleu with cheese and ham.
Mm-hmm.
And Hawaii, like ananas, pineapple.
Yeah.
And I was just so confused. And I was like, oh my God, welcome to Switzerland.
It's like vegan hell for you.
Yeah, it was like just not what I was used to. When I was living in Hamburg, I used to go to the vegan restaurants. I enjoyed it. I studied food science with many like-minded people. And then I came to a small village in a small restaurant where I was just bringing out horse Cordon Bleu Hawaii. And then when we were searching for a name, I remembered this dish and I said, like, oh my God, it's like,
yeah,
it's like the,
it's what connects us and yeah, what shows how different we are. Because for me, this was just normal because that restaurant is in the village I grew up in. So it was just normal for me too.
You didn't eat it, but it was normal that it's on the menu.
Yes, exactly. So,
and we talked a lot about stuff like that because before I came here, you didn't know like anything about veganism.
No, I was just a fucking village high school girl. I didn't know anything.
Yeah, and this like dish represents like how different we were in the beginning and how we
connected.
We're getting closer.
Yeah,
and the restaurant had a partner restaurant, and this partner restaurant was the place where we met.
Mm-hmm. And it also connects Switzerland with the world because the horse part is just very local and the Hawaii part is very far away. So this
the
name
Hawaii
is
part
just great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like the Hawaii part in that word we wanted to let it stand for our love to travel.
Yeah.
Like we said, like in the podcast, we want to talk about our travels and the Hawaii part and Pferde Cordon Bleu Hawaii could be like the connecting point. So that's why we named our podcast Pferde Cordon Bleu Hawaii.
It's also very cool because we always have to explain it again because it's not very self-explanatory, but that's fine too.
That's what a podcast name should be like, I think, because then people say like, oh, it's not a usual word, blah, 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 weiter scrollen, like, keep on scrolling. They say like, oh, what's that?
Oh. True. Yeah. So Thailand was the first travel we did. And after that, it just went on because that's another thing I want to go into. You said at the beginning that you were afraid of getting a cooler.
What?
That you are afraid of having too
color.
Much. Yes.
Like when I'm too close to people for a long time, like they annoy me so quick. Yeah, like in German we have this word Lagerkoller. It's like color, it's when you're getting crazy with being with around people for a long time. We could,
yeah,
that's the explanation. Yeah, and Jamie is the first person with whom it didn't happen. But
I never asked. Did you have that with your family when you were younger?
Maybe I didn't realize because I was too young.
Okay.
But I had it like in camps or with like traveling with a school or weekends with friends or because, but I think maybe it happens with you too, but maybe we have a different way to tell each other that mm-hmm. we are now not in the mood to talk.
Yeah.
Because you can never be like on sending, in German we say auf senden, on sending.
Yeah.
Like on sending informations. Sometimes I can be with you and not talk to you and just relax. And I think maybe we are in this case on the same wave. Like,
yes,
we can sit next to each other and have a great time without talking. And we other people can't stand the quietness.
That's true.
Yeah, maybe.
And I had that when I was, since I'm traveling not, but before when I went on holidays with friends from school or when I was invited to go with other families. And you cannot say no because you get invited. I have certain friends that cannot do things alone, you know, and then you don't have, you don't have the same interest. That's fine. You can still be friends. But maybe I like to swim and the other person likes to tan. But just because I want to swim, I can do that alone. I don't need you to come and swim with me. But that's me. Other people cannot tan alone. They need me to tan with them. And I'm like, no, I'm going into the pool. Okay, then I'm coming into the pool too. And I'm like, okay, now we both have a very bad time because
I want to have a relaxed time in the pool, but you don't want to be here. So
now you're annoying me doing something you don't even want.
I have an example for that. Maybe that's a good one. When I was in London with friends during my university time, I went to London with them. I didn't know how I started the sentence, so maybe it doesn't make sense. But I went to London with some friends of mine.
Wait, where did you go?
To London. And they wanted to take a break. We went shopping and they wanted to take a break and wanted to have coffee and sweet stuff and things. And I was like, I'm still searching for some boots I want to have. And maybe you can go just take the coffee and I will join you later because it doesn't make sense for me that I'm searching for boots, but they really want to have a break because they are tired and stuff. But they are like walking behind me through the store, watching shoes. And one of them and two of them said like, okay, we will go and take the coffee. And the other one went with them, but told them, oh, I can't understand it. Like she's doing her own thing and blah, blah, blah. And why doesn't she come with us? Because I just said, it doesn't make sense. I'm searching for the boots, but you don't have to watch me searching boots.
Yeah.
And you have a good time drinking the coffee. I have a good time finding my boots. And then we join later again and said like, oh my God, look what I found.
And that's perfect.
Tell me about the fine coffee, like the delicious.
Oh, there's also a perfect example right now. So we are going on a trip with a few friends in about a month.
You and me,
all of us.
Fine,
and
yeah.
Now we're a big group. So obviously with 12 people, it's different than only with two. But still, you have things you want to do all together. And then you have like people that want to do this and this. And like,
I'm showing my friends my hometown. So
yeah.
It's not only showing my friends my hometown because my hometown is like a touristy city. It differs if you show someone a village.
Yeah.
Because then you have so much time for so little to see.
Exactly.
Yeah. And now we are in a touristy big city in Germany. And so it's not only showing you my hometown. It's only for them to see a city they heard so much about.
Yes.
And like everyone has different needs.
Yeah.
And now it's time for me to figure out what
very important German word.
Yeah. Also. Also to quit a phone call.
Also.
So for now,
but don't only take it on your shoulders. People can communicate their needs.
Yeah. So I now just asked, hey, how do you want to go there? Do you want to take the train? Do you want to take the plane? Do you want to take a car or like a bus and stuff. And we figured that out for now. I booked everything. And now it's like, okay, who wants to go shopping? Who wants to do culture stuff? Who wants to do that? Who wants to do that? I also don't want that we, when we are going back, that we are sitting in the train thinking like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Hopefully, thankfully it's over now. I want that everyone can enjoy it as relaxed as possible,
mm-hmm.
because I know like touristy stuff is so tiring.
Yeah.
Or can be so tiring. So we now have like, I made a provisorisch, temporary.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Plan. So I made an example like how it could be and said like, okay, when we do it like this, you can do a small talk about the city perfectly. You've seen like the most important things, but we can also quit everything. And here I have like, if you don't do want to do that, we can also do that, but we can also separate.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have like the breakfast at for the point where we meet.
Yeah. And then, and like today we asked another question because some of us want to go see a theater, others want to go to a museum. And now just, I don't know, I think you didn't read it so far, but one said, oh, I'm not into both of it, so I just join later.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Because everybody's happy, everybody's following what they want, and nobody's forcing anything.
And we can also like talk about it afterwards. Oh, what did you do?
Yes.
Do you have a recommendation? Or what can we do tomorrow?
So baseline, fucking communicate your needs.
Yeah.
It's so hard sometimes to know your needs. It's the same. I always compare it with the math situation, you know, when you're in class and having math and mathematics. And you don't even understand the fucking topic. Like, how should you act? How should you solve the equation? How should you ask questions? Because you don't fucking know what's going on. But you have to learn. And then you also learn what to ask yourself. How do I feel right now? What do I want right now?
Yeah, and then translate it to other people.
Like exactly.
Transfer, not translate. Yeah.
And this sounds all so logically, and you think, why are you fucking telling me this? But guys, it's important. Just think about it again. Every time you think you figured it out, let me tell you, you didn't. The same with us, but isn't that what makes life fun?
Yeah, if you take it with fun, then it is.
And it is. So, what time is it? It's summer time. This is vacation.
You have to... No, when I have the coffee, teacup in my hand, it's... Geile Adresse. 6. Mai. It's
what time is it? It's the 6th of May. Thank you, Finja.
2:10.
2:10.
There's a clock on the wall.
Oh my God.
There's a clock on the wall.
Let's talk about...
your future travels.
No, let's talk about the awareness of your surrounding.
Yeah.
Why are we so focused on our phones? Why didn't I just look up? Like, it's really directly in front of me.
I was just afraid that I have my clock on my... how do you say?
Yeah, on your wrist.
Yeah. But it's not, so yeah. I'm not that stupid.
But
oh,
one
you are.
One last thing about awareness. I had a talk with my friend last week about this, and because we were in the train together, and then I just love to watch the people. Mm-hmm. I love to see what they're wearing, especially now that the weather is so weird. You know, yeah. Some of the people are already like in summer, like you are right now. You're in a t-shirt and in hot pants, and I'm having like jeans.
But you already have been outside, like outside.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just home. So it's...
Yeah, but it's so nice. Yeah. You have the summer people and then you have the people that still walk around basically in their ski gear. And I just love that. And then I also love to talk about it. So when we went out of the train, I asked him, oh my God, did you see that the guy with the really big pink jacket was just sitting next to the girl in her summer dress? And it just looked so, so amazing. And he was like, no. I was like, how couldn't you see it? They were like in front of us. And then he said, I just always realize how different you see the environment because I'm not focusing on this. I was looking out of the window all the time. And then we also talked. So I didn't even look at other people.
No. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
They fucking watered your whole lounge.
Oh my God. Are you fucking serious? My whole terrace is wet. No, I'm really... Should I say something?
I don't know.
That they can... Not the floor, it's okay, but... Like, everything is wet.
I don't know. What do...
I love people.
What do you want them to do? Like...
Yeah, what should they do? Should they dry it? Yeah. I can't say it.
Please come over and dry my terrace. Do you think it will leave water stains?
That's what I befürchte.
This is what she's scared of. Yeah. Water stains on the terrace.
Not scared of. Scared of sounds too like befürchten is so. Oh, yeah, it would like be not that cool. But what I hope is that the water isn't dirty that's up there. Because it's dirt that they make away. Like...
You look like a stand-up comedian because she's just walked with her microphone through the whole room and the microphone has the cable on it and now she's standing at the window looking very frustrated. I'm
oh no, you know what it is?
What is it?
It's rain. No way.
It's raining.
Wow, okay, I'm not that sad anymore. I was just afraid that it's dirt.
You really are the stand-up.
Or
it's thunder.
Okay. But yeah, now you have to wait because I have things that don't need to get wet.
This is proper stand-up comedia. Now she's going outside because she has things outside that shouldn't be wet. Now I see her outside collecting all the pillows. Amazing. Yeah, rain, guys. Awareness of your surrounding. Here we go again. It's not easy, but you can learn. Oh my God. I don't know what to say now. Something like this never happened. She was so focused on those guys ruining her terrace. You know, sometimes you say something before it happens and then... Yeah, it happens because of that. Didn't this time. It was the rain. Because the terrace is outside.
But well, I promise, in the beginning, it was there. You've seen that.
Yeah.
It was just now it was the rain, and it's like really...
Yeah, that would have been actually really, really...
Weird rain.
That would have been on purpose, going all the way over there.
But a little bit is coming over. Yeah, it's okay. Okay. Now I know that it's rain. It's okay. I just was afraid that it's like dirty water coming over.
Oh, it's going to your worms.
Oh. No, that's okay.
Okay.
They need a little bit of water.
Oh, yeah. Finja has worms, but not in a bad way. Yeah. Like, she has... I don't know the English words for that. So, waste... biodegradable waste. She has like that on her balcony, so they have a little pot with a lot of worms and they can put their bio waste in there and then the worms digest it and eat it and then they can use the soil or the newly made things for
plants.
Yes, that's what I said.
Yes. We didn't try to use it until now because they are not that efficient, or we don't need...
Stupid worms. I don't think they're Swiss.
We don't produce that much...
Biomüll.
Biomüll.
Biodegradable waste.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Yeah, I have no idea how much they would need to work efficiently.
Me neither.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea. I like that.
Yeah, it's better than just to throw it away.
Throw it away. Yeah,
much better. So
yeah,
what are your future plans?
My future plans in a month, like literally today, in a month I am leaving for Hamburg.
Yes,
for our trip.
Mm-hmm.
And right after the trip, you cannot focus.
No. Now it's not rain. Okay, yeah.
No, right after the trip, I will go to Lisbon because I will manage a surf camp for the rest of the season at the same place where I've been last year. And first, I wasn't really okay with it because I thought, I want to go somewhere else. I want to see a different place. But I had to think about the opportunity and that I really liked the place and that I really liked the people, and everything I want to do is just do the job that I like, and that's the job I like, and I want to improve my surfing. And
yeah, that's a good place to do that.
And that's a good place to do that. And I think it's even better that I already know the place so I can completely focus on the surfing and on being a good manager, because everything that annoyed me last year is, what are they doing? Those sounds are weird. Well, everything that annoyed me last year, I can change this year because it's in my hands, because I can do the organization and I can do a proper communication. And they also did some renovations, so there's more privacy. That's what I'm doing until October.
And maybe I will visit you, not like for 2 weeks or so, but maybe for a long weekend.
Yeah, that would be cool. Be really nice.
Yeah, maybe just for going to Lisbon or something.
Yeah, we can totally do that. What are your plans for the summer?
I have a 2 week holiday where I'm going with my boyfriend and our bus that we renovated during lockdown too. Lockdown was like a really experimental phase with podcasts and buying a bus without having a driver's license and then doing the driver's license. Yeah, that's what I do. Maybe, I think we are going to France, but we will see. And yeah, that's what I'm doing. And then I have a 1 week after Christmas holiday. And maybe I just said this year I want to do more like weekend trips. So that's why we're going to Hamburg. That's why I went to Ticino. That's in the south of Switzerland. I did something else that I just forgot. Yeah, like really small, short trips. Small, short trips. Genau.
That sounds
really
good. That's
what my plans are.
Nice.
And to enjoy some free time here, because most of the time that I'm here at home, I don't have that much free time with just spending time with my friends. So that's what I, just a normal weekend at home.
Yeah,
like we have now.
It has.
It's not that used to for me. I'm not that used to it anymore.
Yeah, I think the summers in Switzerland got way better over the past years. Like they're warm.
Since I'm here, it's
yeah, like they're
really great. But I'm from Hamburg, and Hamburg is a really rainy city. So maybe I'm not the Maßstab.
You're not the Maßstab. But maybe I'm a bit more the Maßstab.
Even try to translate.
The scale. I do think Switzerland improved a lot. I mean, okay, the summers are warm, but this is climate change and everything, I think. So let's keep that apart from everything. I think Switzerland evolved a lot. We can talk about that in another Can You English Please podcast. Okay. We already talked about...
But I just know the now part.
No. You've already been here for a few years.
Yeah.
So also when we were talking about you being vegan, the opportunities you had... 6 years ago compared to now, like that's it's so much better now. There are so many more options, so many more restaurants, and I think it's the same with like activities or ideas. I feel like people have way more
creativity,
and also Switzerland allows them to do more. Like when I was younger, that like floating on the river was not such a big thing as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with what the swimming lakes and everything that's being offered by a city or by a village, I think that has improved so much over the past few years. So you have way more it's allowed to do way more things. Also the barbecuing and stuff like that. Maybe I was also younger. Maybe that's also a thing, but I do think it improved a bit.
Okay. Yeah. We can talk about that.
We can talk about that in a future Can You English, Please? Oh, we do have a category for this. What we do in our German podcast, and I think we should do it in our English podcast as well. There's a game called Tell Each Other More with a bunch of questions. And at the end of a podcast, we always answer one or two or three, depending on how big the question is. So what do you want to answer? Blue, red, yellow.
Can you say the topics?
Blue is a game with your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Red is a question from the heart. Yellow is a brainer, like a hard question. And the green one is reflection.
Red and green.
That was hard. Okay. Which one first? Didn't read them so far. Okay, green.
Oh, yeah.
There's a sentence on it. It says, today I was... Fuck.
I don't know that word.
Say it in German. Maybe I know it.
Geekelt. Like disgust.
Yeah, disgusted. Today I was disgusted by... And you just have to say if you were disgusted today or like when you were disgusted the last time. When did you say that the last time?
I didn't say it, but I today I had like a spring cleaning thing. I got... Sometimes I just... When I wake up, I didn't know that I will clean the whole apartment today. But then I just began with one thing. And... then I couldn't stop, and then it took me 3 hours. And I think like cleaning is always most of the time disgusting, and for me,
otherwise you wouldn't have to clean.
Yeah, but you can clean before it's disgusting.
True that. Fair enough. Yeah.
But what I think, but I have to do it today, like I'm not finished yet. And then I will be disgusted, is cleaning the thing in the shower. Like the thing you take out, where your hair.
Yeah.
Where the is gesammelt.
Yeah.
Collected.
Yeah. That's never nice, even though it's your own hair.
Oh my God. This is the thing I really hate the most, I think. And I have... toilet. I have a toilet.
What?
I have the thing like a gel, like a fluid thing, not fluid, but
gel.
Gel.
Yeah. Yep.
You can stamp in, so when you like flush, it's with the smell and it cleans it a little bit. And like 1 month ago, I was really hangover. And I got to know my toilet really well then. And today I put a new like gel in it, because I now had to... when it was when it was empty, I didn't refill it because I had bad memories with like
the toilet,
the smell of the thing, because I got to know my toilet really well. And today I put a new stamp in it, and like, oh, the water. but with smelling the smell of this gel, I got a flashback, and that was really disgusting.
So oh no!
That's
okay. That's a good way of disgust. Yeah.
Hopefully I explained it good. My English now is really, really, really bad because I get tired.
Sorry.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, when was your...
My last time disgusted. Oh. Yeah, like 2 days ago. So I work now again in a restaurant directly at the river where I was working as well when I was 17. So this is the place where I save my money for my trips. And it's a beautiful restaurant, amazing food, amazing drinks. But it's very small and it's very outside. So there are a lot of fucking spiders.
Oh.
And sometimes, like those bitches, I don't, okay, they look disgusting. I just don't like spiders. But if they're up there and I'm like, hey, can you please stay there? Then it's fine for me. But those bitches in this restaurant, they just come down, like randomly. I don't know.
Was it like this 6 years ago?
I don't know, because 6 years ago I was never working behind the desk. So now I'm way more into preparing the drinks and doing the takeaways. And before I was more outside with the customers. So the fucking spiders just come down whenever. They don't care about how much's going on. And one of it just went on the head of my coworker. And I had to scream so much. I was so disgusted. I was like, I'm so happy this wasn't me.
Was it when like people...
They all heard me scream. But it was okay.
Okay.
I still don't know how I survived Australia. I think I was good for like 6 months when I was there.
Yeah.
And then when I came back...
You have to get used to it when you're in Australia, I think.
Yeah, but okay. Now... Okay. Last thing is, what's your favorite thing to do? You can only say one.
It depends on the mood. Like... Sometimes it's taking pictures, sometimes it's traveling, sometimes it's going to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like eating is really good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Maybe I would choose between these three.
Yeah.
For you?
I just got a new one. I think my favorite thing should be being aware
of the clock in the room.
Of the clock in the room, or of my emotion, if they're bad or good. I don't have to push things out of my life. I just have to be aware of them, feel them, live them in the moment, and just then go on and be aware of the next moment.
That's a deep answer. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
You were expecting podcast. No. So, how did you feel doing one in English?
I'm so sorry that I couldn't focus because of the thing that's going on the terrace of the neighbors.
The rain?
The rain, yeah. No, but they are... it's going on, so I will just now go out and see if it's... that bad that I think maybe it's just nothing and I'm like hyperventilating. Mm-hmm. Do you say that? Yeah, but yeah, we will see. I'm sorry for that. Normally it's like more normally we are more focused. I'm not like walking around and watching at other things and yeah.
We're so restless
and
today.
Sometimes it was difficult to describe things properly, so I hope that it made sense.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
I will never listen to it.
That's okay, I will.
Okay.
And I don't care if anybody does. Like, no, that's not true. That's what I always say people also when they ask me for the German ones. They're like, how many people listen to it? And I say, I don't.
In the beginning, I looked it up, like, regularly. Yeah. But since you do, like, the description and stuff... I never looked at it again.
I think I might look into it this week when I upload these ones. But what really gets me is I don't care if 500 people listen or one.
Yeah.
It's just nice that someone listens.
Mm-hmm. And that you when we get the feedback.
Yes, and we have fun doing it. We do have the microphone and we do have the interface. Like, it's here. It's not an effort anymore. So, mm-hmm. I'm just having fun with it. And then I don't mind who's listening and who's not.
But we are happy when you are listening.
Yes, we are.
To say that.
If you made it this far, thank you so much for being part of our first Can You English, please? And maybe we will do another one.
And if you want us to talk about a specific
mm-hmm.
topic, then just... write Jamie or me or our official Instagram.
We do have an official Instagram.
A message.
Nice. Yeah.
So then we know it.
Have a good day and we hopefully hear us next time.
in the next episode of Can You English Please? So, goodbye.